Sexuality education. Comprehensive sexuality education in schools is vital for imparting information on sexuality and sexual and reproductive health to adolescents and young people. Lack of accurate information has many negative ramifications, especially in settings where such information is obscured, biased, inadequate, and incomplete. Since talking about sex is taboo, young people grow up and perhaps live their entire lives with little knowledge and misconceptions about sex and sexuality. This can further add to their biases about people with different sexual identities, thus perpetuating the invisibility of sexual minorities. In India, the adolescent education program is highly contested, especially because of the content of the curriculum. There continues to be resistance from many sides, including the government, which questions the very need for such education. The curriculum developed by the National AIDS Control Program in 2007 was discarded in 2011, and a revised version of the curriculum was later reintroduced in select states in India, namely Bihar, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, and Rajasthan. However, it is still not compulsory in schools, has several shortcomings, and is far from being comprehensive. Some of the weaknesses of the curriculum include obscure and vague language, omission of essential terms such as sexuality and sexual health, exclusion of methods of contraception, their availability, accessibility and the consequences of their usage, and not fully including sexual minorities among others. DOS 2014. The National Family Health Survey and FHS3 findings show that only 61% of women age 15 to 49 and 84% of men age 15 to 49 had heard of AIDS. International Institute for Population Sciences IIPs and Macro International 2007. Women were much less informed than men. Knowledge and beliefs around HIV and AIDS are important to sexual practices, transmission, and how people living with HIV are treated. Therefore, it is sad to see the apathy of the Indian government in introducing comprehensive sexuality education in schools in the name of preserving culture. This is another way in which socialization of sexual norms is played out in policies and programs. Sexuality is seen only within marriage also leads to turning a blind eye towards the sexual needs of young people, widows, and likewise the needs of older women. Even within marriage, only some aspects of sexual relations are acknowledged, such as fertility. This is reflected in national level data collection, where reproductive health information such as on contraception is only gathered from married women, leaving out a majority of young people who may be sexually active. Thus, the barriers to access education because of gender and sexual norms greatly affect not only the opportunities for poverty reduction, but also achieving food and nutrition. Poor children who probably get one nutritious meal because of school attendance are deprived of the same when they drop out of school, greatly affecting their food and nutritional status. Page 10. Table. Table 1. Linkages among poverty, food security, food sovereignty and sexuality issues. Exclusion based on sexuality. Education. Health. Employment. Housing / living standards. Marriage and social relations / networks. Gender-based violence. Stigma and discrimination hamper school attendance and completion of schooling for girls, and for many HIV-positive children and children of HIV-positive parents, transgender children, and children displaying behavior not aligned to their assigned biological sex. A large number of girls discontinue school when they attain puberty for various reasons, including pregnancy, early marriage, and taking on domestic chores and the burden of care. Adolescents are deprived of vital information on sexual and reproductive health and life skills, imparted through sexuality education in schools in higher classes, if available, due to leaving school post-puberty. Restriction on the mobility of girls and women outside their homes make it difficult for them to access healthcare services. Inability to recognize medical conditions due to lack of education, and the inability to take decisions about health, are barriers to utilization of healthcare services. Stigma and harassment by healthcare providers, and poor quality services deter utilization of vital healthcare services. This is particularly true for trans people, people living with HIV and AIDS, and persons displaying different sexual orientation. The bodies of girls, women and sexual minorities are often sites of medical research without informed consent. Privatization of health and healthcare services increases out-of-pocket expenditure for health. Transgender people may also have to resort to risky sexual behavior in order to meet their expenses for gender reassignment surgery. Alternately, they may go for cheaper and unsafe options. Lack of access to modern contraception results in unwanted pregnancies, and the inability to space childbirth. The inability to take this critical decision about their bodies has detrimental effect on many women's health and well-being. Fear of becoming pregnant or contracting sexual diseases can lead to abstinence and hamper sexual pleasure. Taboos around sexuality also make it difficult, especially for young people and women, to discuss matters around sexual health openly with the healthcare providers. Fear of violence, discrimination, and stress from having to hide their gender identities and orientation can lead to depression and even suicidal tendencies. Discrimination impacts getting decent work. Low levels of education hinders chances of getting decent work in the formal labor market. The majority of women, girls, and sexual minorities find themselves in the informal sector, with little or no protection of their labor rights. Transgender persons find it difficult to find jobs in the formal labor market because of discrimination and stigma. Many of them have to resort to singing, dancing, and begging in the streets. They often face violence and are harassed by police for fear of discrimination and losing their jobs if their gender identities are disclosed. Many lesbians and gays may continue in jobs that they may not like or are exploitative. They may also face sexual harassment and or blackmailing at work. Apart from lacking education and skills, girls and women may find difficulty to find paid work outside their homes because of restrictions on their mobility. Employers may be biased against women because of their potential in getting pregnant and therefore taking time out of work due to their pregnancy. Women may also lose their jobs when they get pregnant. Girls and women's care and domestic work is undervalued and therefore remains unpaid for. Sex workers are one of the most ostracized groups because of the criminalization and non-recognition of their work. Women may face many barriers to pursue a political career from nomination to election. Their sexuality, marital status, and whether or not they have children are all matters that influence their pursuit of this career path. Any deviation from the norm can raise questions on their credibility and candidature. Likewise, it would be difficult for a gay, trans person, or for that matter a sex worker, to consider a career in politics. The career choices are grossly limited. Access to clean, safe housing is an issue for transgender people and sex workers who live in poor habitats and locations with poor access to clean water and sanitation facilities. Same-sex desiring people may have to hide their sexual orientation in order to find housing. Similarly, single women may face difficulties in finding accommodation because of their single status. Poor living conditions and limited private spaces can also greatly hamper sexual pleasure. Hurried sexual encounters may leave little time to practice safe sex, increasing the risk of sexually transmitted infections. Marriage is often seen as recourse out of poverty. Many girls from poor families are married off early, even before they reach the legal age of marriage in their respective countries. Marriage does not guarantee social safety net for all women. In countries where joint ownership is not mandated when property is bought, men are more likely to have single ownership. Women may also find it hard to negotiate rights to property in order to maintain relationships both with their natal and husband's family. Since many societies allow sexual relationship only within marriage, those outside the institution of marriage, widows, single women, young people, and same-sex desiring women and men find little spaces to pursue a loving relationship. If found out, they may face abuse, violence, and ostracism. Fear of ostracism can force many to be in a heterosexual marriage or to remain in unhappy marriages. Sexual discriminations are often sites of violence. Homophobia and transphobia have resulted in hate crimes and violence against those who are even perceived to be in same-sex relationships and transgender persons. Rape is seen as a corrective measure for abnormalities of the so-called sexual deviants. Lack of legal protection can also give sanction to violence against those in a same-sex relations or are perceived to be in one. In this way, violence is institutionalized and tolerated. End of table. Page 11. Page 12. Table. impact on poverty reduction, education, health, employment, housing / living standards, marriage and social relations / networks, gender-based violence. Since education is seen as a primary means out of poverty, low educational attainment results in a large population that is unskilled and ill-prepared for the labor market, that lacks self-confidence and bargaining power, far more susceptible to violence and further stigmatization, keeping them entrenched in poverty. Poor health hampers access to gainful employment, and likewise poverty can result in poor health. Out-of-pocket expenditure for healthcare services can lead to indebtedness and impoverish people for generations. A steady and paid job is critical to poverty alleviation. Discrimination based on people's sexuality and gender is counterproductive to achieving poverty reduction. When girls' and women's work is unrecognized and unpaid, it results not only in income poverty, but also restrictions in access to resources, social networks outside their homes, their right to development and freedom. Lack of access to safe and clean shelters, clean water, and sanitation facilities are indicators of poverty. People living in precarious and vulnerable locations and habitats are often found to be poor. As social networks are important when seeking work, those who are in the margins find it difficult to negotiate these terrains. Those who have been ostracized from their families and are also unemployed are unable to fall back on their families for support. This is especially true of trans people. Unable to access family resources, transgender people often fall victims to poverty. Violence can impact poverty reduction, as fear of violence restricts people from fully participating in economic activities, leading to poverty. Impact on food security / food sovereignty. Discrimination in education is a lost opportunity to reduce malnutrition. Being out of school due to their gender and sexuality deprives many benefiting from nutritional programs such as midday meals scheme. Women farmers face particular discrimination because of low levels of literacy and numeracy and are often excluded from trainings, access to technology and other skilled agricultural activities, and are paid less compared to their male counterparts. Access to resources is critical to attain food sovereignty. Discriminatory practices around food distribution within households, disfavoring girls and women, increases food insecurity and malnutrition among them. When food has to be purchased, and with rising food prices, food security of girls, women, and marginalized groups are greatly compromised. Because the poor spend most of their budget on food, little is left for medical expenses. They may also resort to risky transactional sex in order to buy food, which increases the risk of contracting sexually transmitted infections including HIV. Eating cheap, poor quality and unhealthy food to fill a hungry stomach leads to malnutrition and micronutrient deficiencies. People with poor health have difficulty in absorbing food, affecting their nutritional status. This is especially true for people living with HIV/PLHIV, as they deal with a compromised immune system. Malnutrition can lead to tiredness, lack of desire and even inability to lead a healthy sexual life. Unemployment, unpaid and lowly paid work can affect food and nutritional security, especially when food has to be purchased. In cases where food is cultivated, women may still face food and nutritional insecurity because food needs to be sold in the market. Low status within and outside their homes because of the non-recognition of their paid and unpaid work also may result in self-censure and restriction in the utilization of food. Discriminations impact food sovereignty as is seen in limited or no access of women to sources of production, such as land, water, seeds, and finance. Poor sanitation, hygiene, and lack of access to clean drinking water affect nutritional security and increase malnutrition and infections and poor health. The poor are known to prioritize spending on food, thereby compromising on the living standards. Being in a family, and being accepted despite one's sexual orientation, expression or gender identity, is important to accessing and utilizing adequate food. Those who lose this safety net are also at high risk of being food and nutrition insecure. Girls and women who have to go far to gather food, fuel, and water may face violence, sexual harassment and sexual violence in many situations. There is much evidence of this in times of conflict, civil unrest and disasters. End of table. Page 13. Sidebar. Overall outcomes. Vertical line inability to eradicate poverty and break the cycle of poverty. Vertical line food insecurity. Hunger and malnutrition persists and may even become exacerbated with triggers like hikes in food price, disasters, climate change, and conflicts. Vertical line. The majority of the population remain disempowered with poor decision-making powers and are unable to improve their lives. Vertical line. The majority of the population lack the ability to take critical and informed decisions about their health with detrimental impact on their health, including their sexual and reproductive health. Vertical line. Increased levels of inequality adversely impact social and economic development. Vertical line. Violation of all human rights, including the right to food, development, sexual and reproductive rights, education, water, health, among others. Vertical line. Increased levels of violence, political instability, and conflict. End of sidebar. Page 14.